So having now talked through modern devices and gaming, we're going to move to Windows Mixed Reality. A year ago on this stage, Terry Myerson, the president of Windows, and Alex Kipman, the father of HoloLens, came to Taipei and very openly asked all of you in this room to join us on the Windows Mixed Reality journey. We have to say thank you, a huge thank you, to the ODMs and OEMs who've come together to help make that possible. We've seen an amazing response to that Taipei keynote a year ago. We've seen a number of HMDs come to market, and we actually expect huge results this coming holiday. We believe that the Windows Mixed Reality devices will provide disruptively better experience at disruptively lower prices. Of course, there's this, the three-DOF tracking, the fact that some of these HMDs will be less than 350 grams, reduced nausea or user fatigue. In addition, we see the prices being potentially a couple of $100 below existing competitors. A lot of these other competitive mixed reality experiences are actually compatible with Windows 10 systems, so of course we're very open and welcoming of them, but the investments made by partners in this room last year have really started to pay off, and we expect that to go even further. Today, I'd like to build on last year's progress by publicly showing for the first time two new partner HMDs. One is the ASUS HMD. You can see it's got the really nice futuristic design with a polygonal front glass, really differentiated. I can certainly imagine my kids bragging to their friends as they have the unique look and feel of the ASUS headset. The Dell HMD here is also being shown for the first time. You can see it's got the white coloring, the flip top glass, and removable, or I should say changeable, head pads. So a lot of flexibility in that design as well. And those two new HMDs, of course, join some of the others that our partners have designed with us. But our hardware journey is not over. Even as we are doing a lot of things with HMDs, and we still have a lot of work, I know a lot of us are in very rapid offline meetings on bringing those HMDs to market, we also have a lot of work to do on controllers. And so these are the controllers that will finish out the experience, provide a holistic experience in terms of complementing what you can do through the vision. These are tools for creativity, productivity, and games. They provide very precise tracking, and they eliminate the need for hardware markers on the walls. So when you're establishing your physical environment, instead of having to do some physical markings, the controllers do all that for you, and there's just a really unique experience that's created by pairing those controllers with the headsets. So we're really excited to bring this technology to market this holiday and really finish out the Windows Mixed Reality experience. And in particular, punctuating that, we have our first partner publicly announcing a bundle. Acer and Tiffany, Jerry, and Acer, the Acer team did a great job being out early on this. And so we will be taking the Acer HMD that has been already announced, pairing it with these mixed reality controllers, and creating a bundle for $399 on the retail shelves this holiday. We're very excited to take that to market. The other thing, of course, is just like we have on PCs, we expect mixed reality to have applications on both the consumer and the commercial side. So it's not going to be restricted to just one segment. Of course, there will be a lot of games and entertainment that people do in the home with these mixed reality HMDs. But we also expect commercial applications, like Japan Airlines. You know, this is just an example, but it shows what can be done when you put these kinds of experiences out into the workplace. You know, repairing jet engines is hard, complex work. In the past, when people, repair technicians had to learn, they had to obviously physically get into a cockpit or under an engine and really learn all the parts. Teaching requires hours, and it required taking jets offline, which meant huge productivity hits to airlines. There were big, thick, and often outdated manuals that really slowed training down. Mixed reality is changing all of that. Japan Airlines is very specifically using mixed reality to speed up training, allow it to happen in a virtual way, and keep the fleet safe all at the same time. So it's just one early example of some of the commercial applications we see of Windows Mixed Reality. We certainly expect, just like on the PC side where you saw the devices across many fronts, we expect the same thing to happen here. Lastly, in terms of mixed reality, I know that many in this audience have been waiting for the MR-ready PC spec, really understanding what is our vision, the action that we ask you to take on the specific MR-ready PCs for retail this holiday. We're not quite ready to announce the spec today. I know that we've had many discussions about broadening the spec and creating as broad of an addressable market as possible, making great Windows mixed reality experiences on as big of a number of PCs as possible. The engineering and marketing teams at Microsoft are very hard at work on that, I can assure you of that. And very shortly, we'll be reaching out with more detail on exactly what that MR-ready spec is. I say that just because I want to make sure nobody thinks we've forgotten it. We're certainly working on it, and we fully intend to come back with the MR-ready spec to pair with the HMDs and the controllers for that holistic experience at Holiday this year.